vuelvo, siempre quiero vuelvo.
Thank you. Hallelujah, 赞美我们的神。
Hallelujah, praise to the Lord.
He is risen.
他复活了。
Let's all say together, He is risen.
那我们一起说，他复活了。
He is risen.
他复活了。
Tell your neighbor, He is risen.
跟你旁边的人说，他复活了。
感谢诗班带我们敬拜我们复活的主。
Thank you for the leading praise from our choir.
那伟大的 Handel 写的 Messiah.
This is the song written by Handel.
他本身见证说，当他写这个诗歌的时候，正像天使是站在他的肩膀上来教导他如何写这一首诗歌。
Handel witnessed when he was writing the Messiah, the heavenly host was beside him and teaching him how to write.
圣灵这么明确地在他心中给他一个确信，主耶稣基督是统管万有，如今活着。
Holy Spirit had guided him and given the witness that the law is the risen Lord.
今天我们要从约翰福音21章，请打开你的圣经来看主耶稣复活向我们说的话。
Today we are going to study Bible, John 21, verses 1 to 14.
我们的题目叫做聆听复活主的声音。
Our topic today is listening to the voice of the risen Lord.
主耶稣复活以后向门徒显现。
After Jesus was risen, he appeared to the disciples.
在21章第一到14节当中，耶稣讲了三句话。
On John 21, verses 1 to 14, there are three words by Jesus.
我们要从这三句话来听耶稣今天向我们说什么。
We want to listen to what Jesus is telling from these three sentences.
第四节。
Verses 4.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的吗？
He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish?
第二句话就在旁边第六节。
The second sentence is in verse 6.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在右边，就必得走。
He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
第三句话就在十二节，耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。
The third sentence is in verse 12. Jesus said, come and have breakfast.
让我们一起来听主耶稣今早向我们说什么。
Let's come together to listen to what Jesus wants to talk with us
today. 在21章的显现之前，耶稣已经两次向门徒显现。
Jesus has appeared twice to the disciples before the dawn.
虽然是这样，彼得还是要他的朋友回去重新打鱼。
Even though he has appeared before, Peter has invited his friend to go back fishing.
我可以想象彼得非常的困惑。
We can understand that Peter was very puzzled at that time.
他虽然知道耶稣已经复活，但他不知道要做什么。
He knew the Lord has risen, but he doesn't know what to do.
虽然耶稣已经告诉他，我差遣你们，但是他不知道怎么做。
He doesn't know what to do, even though Jesus said to them, I want to send you to the world.
所以他就邀了他的朋友，一共有五个人重新回去打鱼。
Peter therefore has invited five friends to go together to go fishing.
但是在第三节有一句话代表我们许多人的经验。
But in verse 3, it represents a lot of our voices.
那一夜并没有打着什么。
They caught nothing.
那一夜并没有打着什么。
They caught nothing.
以彼得的经历，这可能不会发生的事情。
From the experience of Peter, it is impossible to happen this way.
他自己很有自信。
Peter was very confident.
他很有经验。
He is very experienced.
但是那一夜他没有打着什么。
But that night he caught nothing.
我可以想见这是代表我们今天很多我们没有得着什么空手在神面前。
Imagine us in the same situation. We came back to Lord, but we are empty-handed.
没有打着什么是一个很大的失望。
We caught nothing. It's a great discouragement.
回顾你的一生到现在，也许你非常的勤劳。
Looking backward in our life, maybe we have labored a lot.
你有很多经验。
You have a lot of experience.
但是你觉得自己还是空空的。
But we feel we are empty-handed.
你不知道你所建立的是什么。
You don't know whether you have, what you have labored for.
甚至有时候你会遇到很大的失败。
A lot of time we are discouraged and frustrated.
连你所有的都可以瞬间没有了。
What you have may disappear in a moment.
这是非常失望挫折感的时候。
These are the times we are very discouraged and frustrated.
这种时候我们通常会被问题把我们捆起来。
We are often bounded by the questions.
我们听不到复活主的声音。
We cannot listen to the voice of the risen Lord.
我们也不知觉他就站在我们身边。
We cannot feel that he is standing right next to us.
我们不知道他站在那里，正像门徒不知道耶稣就在那里。
We did not realize that he was standing right next to us, just as the disciple did not recognize he was right there too.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friend.
今天早上我愿意告诉大家。
this morning I would like to say to you,
我们何等需要去知觉主耶稣就在我们身边。
We need desperately to feel that the Lord was standing right next to us.
我不知道彼得在那一个早晨的失败。
I don't know what people, what Peter feared on that morning.
不晓得是不是又想再把其他的方法来打鱼。
Was Peter thinking about getting back to fishing with his friends?
也许他会说这个网太粗了，抓不到鱼，再换一个网。
Maybe he was thinking that the net was not big enough to catch the fish.
也许他说这个方向不对，再往那个方向。
Maybe he had tried different direction from one side to the other.
当我们在人生的生活当中有失败的时候，我们通常找自己的方法。
We often try to find our own direction when we failed in our life.
但主耶稣就这样的关心我们。
But Jesus cared for us.
当我读这一章圣经的时候，
When I was reading this Bible,
我除了在这个字面上看到这些事情，
We are not only to see the words.
我更感到那奥秘的复活的主对我们的温暖的照顾。
I feel the warmth from the risen Lord that cared for us.
一种温暖的感觉临到我。
It's a feeling of warmth inside me.
主耶稣在我们最失智的时候站在我们身边。
Jesus stood right next to us when we were frustrated.
让我们懂得转我们的焦点到主耶稣身上。
He tried to turn us around to focus on him.
不要失败再加上失败。
We are not supposed to have failure upon failure.
挫折加上挫折。
Frustrating upon frustrating.
当我们用自己的方法想去解决问题的时候，
When we try to solve the problem with our own way,
主就站在那里。
Jesus stood there.
要帮助我们。
He's there to help you.
第二句话，耶稣说，把网撒在船的右边。
The second word he said, throw out the net on the right side of the
boat. 就必得着。
You will catch.
我很惊奇那一天耶稣没有一句话给彼得的责备。
I was very surprised that Jesus did not condemn Peter at all.
他很可能向彼得说，彼得啊，
He could have said to Peter, Peter,
我选择你要带领这一群门徒，
I have chosen you as a leader for the disciples.
你应该要做正确的决定，
You should have made a correct direction.
你为什么又带他们回去打鱼？
Why did you take them back to fishing?
你应该带他们好好等候圣灵，
You should have taken all these disciples to wait for the Spirit to pray.
但是主耶稣没有一句责备。
But Jesus did not say a word of condemnation.
当我们失败的时候，
When we fail,
我们也许没有照神的方法去做，以致我们的劳苦归空。
We may have not followed His direction and we labor for nothing.
也许我们的生活当中主耶稣的成分太少。
Maybe in our life we do not have a significant proportion of Jesus in it.
所以我们团团转的生活非常的没有结果。
We are lost in circles.
主耶稣不但没有责备我们，是在那里等着要帮助我们。
Jesus did not blame us; He was waiting there to help us.
他来给我们帮助的最大的帮助是指示你方向。
The best way He directs us to, is to tell us where to go.
是指示你方向。
It's to direct you.
因为你的方向早就对了。
If you have the right direction,
你的人生就对了。
Your life is in the correct way.
你的方向早就错了。
If you have a wrong direction,
你一直没有收果。
You will not have any effect.
耶稣说，把网放在右边。
Jesus says, throw your net on the right side of the boat.
在这复活节的清早，
In the morning of the Easter,
我们每一个人和等需要回到复活主的面前。
Every one of us need to come back to the risen Lord.
来请求主耶稣说，
To plead Him.
主耶稣，
Jesus,
求你指示我生命的方向。
May you give me the direction of my life.
使我知道我的生命在哪里可以得到丰收。
May you tell us where we can have victory in our life.
使我知道我的生命在哪里可以让上帝的丰盛流出去。
Teach us how we can flow your love.
这是今天耶稣等着要指示你的宝贝。
This is the day that Jesus wants to give you the direction.
刚刚诗班唱诗告诉我们，
When the choir was singing,
我们都如羊走迷路。
We all like the sheep on
astray. 我们走自己的方向。
We follow our own direction.
我们要做什么就做什么。
We do whatever we want to do.
要往哪里走就往哪里走。
We turn to our own direction.
回到慈爱的主声音来听他。
We need to turn back to the Lord and listen to His voice.
他是这么愿意来指示我们。
He's willing to direct us.
这是路。
This is the way.
你要走在其中。
You want to walk in His way.
这是终点。
This is the goal.
你要往这终点走。
You have to go in this direction.
这世界太多引诱我们的东西。
There were so many temptations in the world.
所以我们迷失了。
We got lost.
复活的主今天在这里向我们呼召。
The risen Lord is calling us today.
小子。
Friends.
回来吧。
Come back.
让我指示你。
Let me guide you.
我等你很久要指示你。
I have been waiting here for you for a long time.
我要你走的路。
I want to show you the way.
是引到永生的道路。
It's a way to the eternal life.
是引到丰盛生命的道路。
It's a life to glorious and rich life.
生命是宝贝的。
Life is very precious.
每个人到这世界有神委任你要完成的事工。
God has given us a special task in each one of our lives.
哪一个最成功的人？
What is the most successful one?
就是能完成神在他身上的托付。
It's the one who can accomplish what God wants him to do.
复活的主说。
The risen Lord said.
把网撒在右边。
Throw your net on the right side of the boat.
这声音你要如何能听到呢？
How could you listen to this voice?
唯有当你有跟他有非常紧密的关系。
Only when you walk close and have intimate relationship with them.
当你隔绝了外面嘈杂的声音，能够听到他呼叫你的名字。
When you take yourself away from the voice of the world, you can listen to his voice.
第三个声音是在十二节。
The third voice is on the verse 12.
他们照耶稣的指示，把网再次放下右边。满了雨。
When they follow Jesus' direction and they throw the net to the right of the boat.
我想他们非常兴奋，甚至算了鱼153条，五个人拼命算。
They were counting all those fish, 153. They were very excited about.
从一算到153。
They count from 1 to 153.
他们非常兴奋。
They were very excited.
但是更兴奋的是什么？
But what is the most exciting thing?
他们已经发现是主耶稣。
They found it was Jesus.
是谁先发现的？
Who found out the first?
圣经说是耶稣所爱的那门徒。
Bible say it's the disciple whom Jesus loved.
上帝给我们很多记号。
God gave us many marks.
来向我们显示他爱我们。
To reveal himself to us.
你跟他有好的爱的关系。
Do you have intimate relationship with them?
你必要在生活上常常看到爱的主。显示他的同在。
You will see his revealing in your life.
假如你没有跟他有紧密的关系。
If you don't walk closely with him.
你常常把上帝带给你向你讲话的事件当作平常。
You did not recognize what he was trying to tell you.
上帝常常用各种环境来带我们到他面前。
God used different circumstances to bring us back to him.
最兴奋的是有一天你能够在你生活当中发现说 It's the Lord, 是主。
The most exciting thing is we can discover that it is the Lord who is guiding our life.
是主做了这件事情在我身上。
It is God who is doing the work in my life.
是主保护了我。
It is Lord who has protected me.
是主引导了我。
It is Lord who has guided me.
是主替我做了这件事情。
It is the Lord who has performed the task.
是主让我失败，所以我能回到他面前。
It is the Lord who made me fail and turn back to him.
是主。
It is the Lord.
耶稣叫门徒说你们来吃早饭。
Jesus said to the disciple, come and have breakfast.
这是今天向我们的邀请。
He is inviting us.
It's an invitation of the risen Lord.
是神给我们的邀请。
这样的亲切，这么样的温暖，这么样的充满爱。
He is full of love and warmth.
圣经讲得非常的清楚。
Bible has said it very clearly.
他说在那里耶稣先为他们预备了炭火。
Jesus has prepared coals there for them.
等他们拿鱼来一起享受早餐。
When they came in, he asked them to enjoy breakfast together.
有些基督徒常常想上帝只有要叫我做工。
A lot of Christians think that we labor a lot.
耶稣说不是。
Jesus said no.
我邀请你来与我一同享受爱。
I have invited you to enjoy love with me as well.
来与我同坐席。
To sit down with me.
我相信那一个早晨。
I believe on that morning.
那一个早餐。
On the breakfast,
是那些门徒一生不能忘记的。
It is the time that they never will forget in their life.
我相信那个早餐没有人敢讲一句话。
I believe they did not say anything at all.
他们的心太感动了。
They were so touched.
太感动了。
They were so touched.
耶稣复活的主。
Jesus is the risen Lord.
为我们预备早餐。
He had prepared the breakfast for us.
他的关爱这样的深刻细腻。
His love is so minute and detailed.
他要我们与他同坐来享受他的爱。
He wants us to sit together to enjoy his love.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
复活节带给你什么？
What did the Lord's resurrection mean to you?
今天主给你这个邀请。
Today, Lord is giving you the invitation.
他说某某人啊。
He said to you.
不必那么匆忙。
Don't in such a hurry.
不必那么背重担。
Don't bear burdens.
来吧。
Come to me.
每天早晨我与你同行。
Every morning I will be walking with you.
打开我的话语。
Open my Bible.
我会喂养你。
I will feed you.
我会照你的需要喂养你。
I will feed you according to what you need.
当你从我的话语得喂养的时候。
When you are fed from my word.
你才有真正的力量。
You will have true power.
你才有真正的平安。
You will have true peace.
你才有真正的喜乐。
You will have true joy.
你在世上拥有这么多。
You have owned so much in the world.
特别在美国有这么丰富的食物。
Especially in America, we have so much material.
但是我们的心灵所需要的。
But what we really need in our heart
是接受主耶稣直接在我们身上的喂养
is to accept the feeding from the Lord straight
还以他的话来喂养你
make his word feed us
但愿今年的复活节
may the resurrection day today
你在神面前重新有一个 commitment
你在神 you have a new commitment to God
神啊我愿意
God I'm willing
让你喂养我
May you feed me.
我需要你。
I need you.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来的永远不饿。
Come to me, you will never hunger.
信我的人永远不渴。
Believe me, you will never thirst.
你有一个饥渴。
You are hungry for God.
是只有耶稣能够喂饱你的。
Only Jesus can satisfy you.
不要以任何世上的杂物来代替耶稣给你身上的喂养。
Do not let the chores in the world replace Jesus in your life.
开始每天至少要15分钟。
Begin every day, have 15 minutes with them.
安静地坐在神面前。
Sit down before him in a quiet place.
耶稣邀请你。
Jesus is inviting you.
与他一起吃早餐。
To have breakfast with him.
他要喂养你。
He wants to feed you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我给你安静的时间回应神的话语。
I want to give you quiet time to talk back to God.
回应今早复活的主叫你的名字要向你说什么。
Meditate and respond to see what God is telling you today.
这些年来
So many years pass by.
你很辛苦
You labor very hard.
也许你正感觉没有得到什么
Maybe you are having a feeling of emptiness.
主耶稣说
But Jesus said,
我在这里
I'm here.
要帮助你
To help you.
主就是你方向
To help you direct your life.
给我时间
Give me time.
让我有机会向你说话。
Let me have a chance to talk to you.
让我指示你。
Let me direct your life.
你前面的方向是什么？
Let me tell you your direction.
就说让我喂养你吧。
Jesus said, let me feed you.
我知道你的心灵很饥渴。
I know your heart is hungry.
你很干燥在里面。
You dry inside your mind.
你显示很不安定。
You are not stable.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
来吧。
Come to me.
与我同坐。
Sit with me.
我要喂养你。
I will feed you.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
你复活了。
You have risen.
你今天活着。
You are alive today.
你向世界证明你是活的。
You have said to the world, I am the living God.
你向我们证明你是活的。
You have witnessed to us that you are the living God.
主啊，我们承认我们的罪在你面前。
Father, we came to you to recognize our own sin.
主啊，我们以太多别的来代替你。
We have replaced you with many other things in our life in the past.
我们因为我们干旱的灵发出许多不应该有的表现。
We have a lot of behavior and acts which is not pleasing to you.
赦免我们。
Forgive us, Lord.
赦免我们。
Forgive us, Lord.
主啊，今天。
Today, Lord.
我们来就近你。
We want to come close to you.
求你引导我。
May you guide me.
让我跟随你。
Let me follow you.
求你喂养我。
May you feed me.
让我因你得饱足。
Because of you, we are saved.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起唱诗歌300首来送上我们复活的主。
Let's sing him together, 300, to praise the Lord.
这一位主跟你同走。
This is the Lord that has walked by you.
我们唱第一跟第三节。
Let's sing stanza one and three.
Let's all sing in English.
用英文来唱。 Please be seated.
今天现在我们梳洗请受洗的人向前。
I would like to invite those who to be baptized to come forward.
Okay, 我们先奉献好了。
Let's have offering
first. 奉献向前。奉献当中要不要报告？我们请报告放在奉献时间。
We'll have the report when we are all doing our offering. Today we're full of joy because the Lord has risen.
It's
a good news.
I have
another good news.